Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hairdryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire!
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
Gentlemen, attention.
Full English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Are you all City Comfy Bowl 2 square on your body? Then I'll begin.
Hi, I'm Peter Asher, and this is your full English breakfast. Sausages, baked beans, fried bread, and great music. KX93.5.
Morning's full English breakfast here on KX93.5. I can't play the entire song because it goes on forever and ever, amen, but it's a song that was chosen by our guest this morning, Elise Britton. Now wait, is it Elise Britton or is it Elise Rose?
It's actually Alicia.
Excuse me. Yeah,
that's
sorry.
All right.
I've been spelling
it. It can be Alicia Rose or Alicia Britton. It depends whichever you'd like to address me.
If that's your real name.
We'll leave that to speculation, I think.
What's your why is there two different names? Is one of you, is it Alicia Rose Britton?
It's actually Alicia Abigail Rose Britton.
Ah.
Which is a very, very English name.
Yeah, it's lovely.
So I just shortened it down to Alicia Rose, as it was much easier for people to remember.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of name changing goes around. Our next song's by Chet Faker. He changed his name.
He did.
Nick Murphy, and we don't like him anymore because of that.
No, don't.
What about your name, Martin? Martin's a difficult name in America.
Martin.
Because people can't say Martin, can they? They have to say Marty.
Yeah.
Or Marlin.
Mervyn.
It's difficult. It's complicated.
Martin.
Do you get that a lot?
I call myself Philip. Seriously, I get so annoyed. What's your name, Philip? Kate looks at me and says,
all right. Well, we've got a guest this morning. It's Full English Breakfast. We interview expats. Although, you're not really an expat, because you're kind of a citizen of the world.
I am, that is correct. I'm originally from England.
Mm.
Been living over in Australia, over in Europe, and decided a couple of months ago it was time to give America a go.
Right. Yay. Give us a chance.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for doing that.
That's okay.
Why?
Why did you come here?
I came here for a girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
But obviously Alicia has got a gentleman.
Pete's here, but we're not allowing him to speak because he's Australian.
Nor mention his name.
So that's that. It's Full English Breakfast. How dare you?
Yeah.
You guys travelling together. How's that working out? You seem fine.
We tend to be fine in front of people.
Right,
but
that's the way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, we kill each other daily.
Well, he hides the bruises very well.
Yeah, I've taught him how to do a bit of makeup, and he covers himself in tattoos to the ones that you can't get rid of.
It's tough, man. It's hard living together, let alone travelling. Have you sort of figured out, how long have you been travelling together?
3 years, nearly.
Right, so you must have figured out a way to sort of, I don't know, but you can feel the tension brewing. You figure out things to do and ways to sort of...
No, we just shout at each other and then we just turn around and pretend like it didn't happen.
Denial. Great.
You sound like they're married.
It does.
Yeah. All right, so what we do is we invite guests to come on, talk about whatever we wind up talking about, and they bring music, or at least a list of music, and then we stack it up in our little system here. So the next, that track was My Head is a Jungle by a fabulously named Wankelnut. Never heard of them. Wankelmut. And we should say that you're a dancer. Talk a little bit about this song, and then we'll play the next one.
Well, the one that we've just listened to, or the one we're about to
listen
to?
The one we've just listened to.
Well, when I was a couple of years ago, 21, finished my degree, I went over to Ibiza.
Is it Ibiza or is it Ibiza?
I call it Ibiza. I'm English.
Yeah.
You say it with a Z.
Right.
Ibiza.
Exactly, but you're making a point of doing that.
Yeah.
Because you think because the Spanish is a bit weird with a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't got this.
Yeah. Yeah. La cerveza, por favor. That's my only thing in Spanish, all I can say.
Muy bien.
So you're in Ibiza?
Yeah, I was in Ibiza. I was a go-go dancer in Ibiza, dancing up on the podiums. And that song was definitely my favourite to dance to let my hair go and shake my booty. And I think it was the crowds as well.
What does a go-go dancer do? Are you simply dancing, or are you sort of trying to get the crowd going in some way?
Well, I think that what you're doing is you're complimenting the efforts that the DJ are putting in. So the DJ's there trying to create the atmosphere, and you're making that atmosphere visually enabled to the rest of the crowd. And then that kind of gets them going a little bit more and gets their qualms about looking like a dickhead whilst you're dancing, because you've already got a load of them.
How many go-go dancers are there in a club? Like, were there a bunch of you?
Oh, there's. It depends how big the club is. So there's probably about 20 on average in the big super clubs that you get over there.
All right, well, let's play this track, because I want to know more about this, how a sort of classically trained dancer winds up go-go dancing in a club in Ibiza. I mean, I know you did it for the cash, but it's interesting to me. All right, so Chet Faker, we play this song a lot. In fact, I was once up in Lake Arrowhead, and somebody was playing this. Some hipster dude was playing this on a beatbox thing, on a boombox thing. And a bunch of hipsters standing around. That's when I knew, because I didn't know anything about Chet Faker, but I knew that we play him on the station, and I was like, "Wow, we must be cool, and we are cool, and you're cool for picking this." Chet Faker, No Diggity, on KX93.5. Forget about the ending. There's a lot of stuff at the end. There you go. Chet Faker on KX93.5 doing the. It's an old Dr. Dre lyric, I think. Or groove, whatever. No diggity. It's Full English Breakfast here with Alicia Rose. Alicia Rose Britain. Couldn't be named better for a British radio show, could you? Britain. Even if you were Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany Britain would be a good name.
Yeah. Brittany Britain. I think would be fabulous.
Isn't there an Alicia Rose in town?
There is an Alicia Rose. No, that's Anesha Rose.
Anesha.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. Now, dancing.
Yes, I do a lot of it.
But you're a fully trained, like, professionally trained, proper dancer.
I am.
You're not just, like, dancing, like I would be dancing.
Well, I...
Can you imagine that?
I think there would be a lot of artistic interpretation if I started dancing like you danced.
Like me?
Yeah.
No, well, I've retained my artistic integrity. I have not go-go danced. And yes. It'd be, my dancing is still as pure and as nuanced as it ever was.
You sure about that?
Yeah. I've worked very hard on it.
You've never gone there?
I've never... I was asked to... When I applied for the job of go-go dancer, I was asked to go. And that was it.
Fair enough.
I used to be able to bop at school discos.
Bop?
Yeah, can you remember bopping? It's a very odd dance. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you've got the mashed potato and things like that.
You turn your foot in and then kick it out. And then turn your other foot in and kick that foot out.
Oh, I've never been a bopper.
No. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, I think if I tried to do it today, I'd break my shin.
Oh, please don't.
I don't think it would work. How do you now? You've had an interesting life because you were born in England,
mm-hmm.
and then parents went off travelling.
Yep.
Wound up sort of being schooled and raised in Australia.
Yep. I wasn't really schooled and raised in Australia. I did my tertiary education in Australia.
What does that mean? What does she mean by that? What's tertiary education?
Wait and find out.
What does it mean?
It means that it's a bachelor's degree and above. Third lot of education. Yeah.
And that was a college in where in Australia?
It was called Adelaide College of the Arts.
Yeah.
And I did a Bachelor of Dance Performance, majoring in ballet and contemporary dance.
She really? Can you stand on your tippy-tippy toes?
I can stand on my tippy-tippy toes.
That's groovy.
It is.
To wear those bound feet they always look like to me.
They're called point shoes.
Nah,
and they're not quite bound, but supported heavily by canvas.
Yeah. And was that something you always wanted to do? Like, had you seen dance as a small child and gone, that's for me, sort of thing?
I used to go to a community dance school when I was a child called Knaresborough and Harrogate Dance. And I, at about 8 years old, was at the bar doing my pliés, and the teacher exited to go get herself a cup of tea. And while she exited, everybody else started faffing about, as they do, because there's nobody in there. And I was like, no, I will plié. And then I kept pliéing every day ever since. And
Crikey.
It just never stopped.
That was you last night, wasn't it, standing at the bar doing your pliés?
It wasn't a plié. It was a pillar.
You'll have to explain to me, because I'm really stupid. What is a plié?
A plié is the first thing that you do in ballet class generally.
You don't know that.
You tend to... hold on to a bar, not the type that you drink from, but one that keeps you upright and supported, and you bend and straighten your knees.
Right. Well, that's Martin. Does it every... I'm telling you. You were standing at the bar last night,
bending,
plying with yourself.
Bending and straightening. I've been thrown out of a few bars for doing that, actually.
So, but, you know, there's always a thing, isn't there, if you develop a passion, kids anyway, they find this thing and then... become obsessed with it, like that's the thing for you.
When was that?
There's no really explanation.
When did that hit? That
was in Harrogate.
No return.
At what
age? I mean, did
it was
really...
8 years old, and I was in Harrogate. Yeah, wow. I was at Jennyfield Stian Centre, to be exact.
Oh, such a like. Jennyfield's like this dodgy end of Harrogate.
Where is it?
Well, it's council housing, but it's modern, you know. It's not old council housing like the council housing you and I can think of.
Yeah.
It's sort of red brick residential area on the way to, I want to say, Skipton.
Yeah, it is on the way to Skipton.
Yeah.
You've got the Jennyfield roundabout where you can turn off to Skipton or into Harrogate.
I used to buy heroin there.
Oh, wow.
Jennyfield's, yeah. There's a geezer who used to live there.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I went to his house and he just moved without telling me. Can you imagine that?
That wasn't nice of him.
Not very thoughtful, is it? Yeah. So you grew up like loving this, watching dance and loving it.
I didn't actually watch a lot of dance. I was probably just thrown into the Stian Centre as a, like, after school.
Babysitting.
Yeah, babysitting. I would probably call it more babysitting at that point than like... wow, this is how you're going to be when you're older. It was just, I've got to work after school time, so you can go to dance, your brother can go to football. And then when my brother stopped going to football, he was made to go to ballet as well.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wow. And how did you feel about that?
He did it until he was 18, actually.
Very good for him.
Yeah.
Because as a kid, there's a divide, isn't there, between... There's not so many boys want to do...
No.
Dance.
I tell you what, the boys that do dance get it a lot easier than girls.
Do they?
Yeah, well... What we call it in dance is the magic key to the door or the magic wand. That thing that boys have and girls just don't.
The magic wand?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Martin was playing.
What are we talking about?
The magic wand out at the bar last night.
It's...
Yeah.
I knew I should have done ballet. Yeah.
It's the opposite of porn.
It is.
Isn't it? It's the complete opposite of porn. Men get no, they don't get any credit. But women, you do one porn movie and you're a star, porn star.
Maybe that should be my next venture. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, it's going to be mine. It's definitely mine. It's my next thing.
You've not done it yet?
No.
Are you sure? You can't just deny that.
I just feel like looking upon RedTube now, just to check.
What's RedTube? I don't know what that is. Apparently there's pornography on the internet, somebody told me the other day. Keep meaning to check it out.
Yeah, well, RedTube's the red version, the red light district version of YouTube.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you spell that?
Write that down. sort that out, Martin. Now, okay, so next song coming up, Skinny Love by Birdie. It was originally by Bon Iver. Do you know that?
I knew it was by someone else originally.
I had to Google it.
But... There we are.
We do. We play the other version on the station. And when I saw the name was Skinny Love, I was like, oh, I know that name. Yeah. And it's originally Bon Iver. Beautiful song. This has meaning for you, presumably.
Yes, this one does have meaning, like lots of the songs that will be played today. So when I moved over to Australia, I didn't see my eldest brother for many years because he decided to stay in England. I think it was actually for a girl that he stayed in England for. And he came over to visit me a couple of years later and brought over Birdie's CD. And I absolutely fell in love with this track. And I was in dance college at the time and used to twirl about on my bound shoes to this song.
Cool. Birdie, Skinny Love on KX93.5. I should say we're supported by the British Hair Company. Got to keep saying that over and over again. We're very grateful to them for supporting the station. If you want to know more about how you can support the station, go to kx935.com. Alicia Rose is here. Alicia Rose Britton, I should say. And she's our expat here on Full English Breakfast on KX935.
To be kind, and now
beautiful music on KX 93.5 here on a Sunday morning, Full English Breakfast, with you until 9, 10 o'clock this morning, after which will be sensible broadcasting. All right, Alicia Rose is here. You're irritating with me because I got your name wrong in the beginning. I would be irritated if I were you.
Everybody gets my name wrong.
Really?
Try going into Starbucks and telling them that your name's Alicia. And you know how they write it on the cups? I have some of the weirdest spellings.
Do you?
Yeah, and then going into teach ballet, I was introduced once as Alison to all of the 7 and 8 year olds.
Right, so that's what stuck with them, yeah.
And it's trying to tell a 7 and 8 year old that your name's not Alison.
Mm.
It's, yeah, they don't like it.
But Alicia is a common name here. It's the name of a street, anyway. It's a name, right? Alicia. Alicia Parkway is a street.
Yes.
Not far away.
Yeah.
So people would know that, wouldn't they? But Alicia, and I'm sorry, and we've been hanging out for nearly 12 hours anyway.
Yeah.
And I got your name wrong, so I apologise for that.
That's all right.
Annoying, isn't it?
Why would you go into Starbucks?
Why would I go into Starbucks? It's a funny story, actually, why I would go into Starbucks.
Well, do tell it if it's a funny story.
Well,
that's what we're here for.
Well, for a whole 23 years, I did not touch coffee. Because one time I had coffee when I was about 12, I ended up having my first ever panic attack. And I thought my heart was going to explode because I got heart palpitations.
It's the caffeine, isn't it?
Yeah,
right.
It is. I didn't know that at 12.
Right.
I just copied my mum. She had a coffee and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have one of them too.
Yeah.
So I was laying in my bed, obviously just drank the coffee just before bed because it's, you know, sensible thing to do. And then I start feeling this beating in my heart and I think, God, I'm having a heart attack. And then I build it up in my head that I'm dying.
Definitely dying, yeah.
Definitely dying. Yeah. So I got the lampshade off my bedside table and smashed it onto the floor so my parents could hear that.
Completely understand that,
yeah. You know, I was dying up in my room.
Put the thing on your head.
Yeah. And then...
It's a horrible thing. When you're 12 and you think you're dying, that's a horrible feeling, mate. Terrible.
Yeah, and so they came rushing upstairs and I was like, I'm dying. And they're like, you're not dying. I'm like, but I really, really am dying. So they took me outside onto my front porch in the freezing cold to kind of like give me a bit of fresh air. And then I was like, oh, actually, I can breathe. I'm not dying. And since that point, I never touched coffee.
How did we get onto this conversation?
Starbucks.
Oh, Starbucks, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I came over to America and it was 15 and a half hours behind Australia and I was finding the changeover extremely difficult because I was really excited to be here. I wanted to do everything that Los Angeles has to offer all at once. And the answer to that was maybe I'll start drinking coffee again. So I ended up in Starbucks.
Right. Okay, good. And did it work? Did you get the coffee?
I got the coffee and I had a coffee with a dash of almond milk, but we can't call it almond milk anymore.
We had this conversation last night.
Yeah.
They're not the EU, they're not allowing people to go. You can't call it almond milk, you can't call it cashew milk. It's not milk.
That's fair enough.
I've been saying it forever.
I know, that's reasonable.
It's not milk, it's not milk.
And England wants to leave. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. How ridiculous.
Stupid.
What are they going to do, Britain? What are they going to do in Britain now? They're going to be arguing about whether it's milk or not milk forever.
They're going to be milking nuts again.
Yeah, that's right. And you can't milk... Well, actually, have you ever tried milking an almond?
It's difficult.
Very hard.
Yeah.
You need little fingers, little bony fingers.
If you squeeze
fingers.
Hard enough, you cry.
But if you squeeze a coconut, you're definitely milking it.
Right. Well, coconut's allowed. You can still call coconut milk milk. But everything else not allowed. Oh, and nut milk. It's to stop them putting the almond milk next to the milk. Mm-hmm. Because the dairy producers get upset.
That's fair. I get that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Being an ex-dairy producer, I can understand that totally.
You are an ex-dairy producer. Did you know that about Martin?
Oh, I'm glad that it's an ex-dairy producer. Me and you, we wouldn't get along at all.
He spent a lot of time with his hand up a cow's bum, didn't you, when you were in your early 20s?
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Cows, number of different things actually, but we'll leave it at cows at the
moment.
Funny story about cows. When I was younger, myself and my brother went to my parents' friend's farm where they had cows. there, but they were beef cows, not milk cows. Try
milking them.
And that would be very difficult. And I got to witness my eldest brother put his hand up a cow's vagina and pull a cow out.
Oh, well, that's nicer. That's the circle of life. That's
the circle of life.
Laguna Matata or whatever it is.
Yeah, and then that cow got straight taken away from its mother and put into a little box. And my dad said, that'll make some nice veal, that one.
Mm-hmm. Nice, very good. Yeah. Quite right too. True.
Yeah, and I've been vegetarian ever since and vegan for the past 3 years.
Seriously, is that what did it? Is that what turned
my,
you?
My parents turned me vegetarian, at least. They used to make me go out and scuba dive and kill octopus and go shoot wood pigeon and get to experience the circle of life firsthand. And I was like, we don't need this. I can sustain my own life through vegetables. Don't need to go out killing things.
Yeah, but that squid needs to die.
Why?
Well, it's a squid.
Oh, come on.
It's horrible.
Don't you owe me a few squid? Here's the thing about that. Alicia Rose's life has not been the normal sort of go to school in Harrogate, North Yorkshire, like yours, and then come home at night and watch telly. She's travelled the world with her parents, which is kind of an interesting way of doing things. So it's not surprising that you've got some interesting opinions about some interesting things.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Let's play another song. Come on, I'm trying to be nice to her. It's first thing in the morning.
She's from Knaresborough.
We're not here to, like, judge.
She's from Knaresborough.
I know. So you've got to have just a little bit of, you know...
I don't understand.
Compassion.
I don't.
What, you don't understand what? Knaresborough. It's a very interesting place, Knaresborough. Once dated a girl from Knaresborough.
Did you last long?
Not very long, no.
It never did it?
Yeah, I don't think it was her fault. Okay, Glass Animals and Gooey right now on KX 93.5.
Spinning round my head and I stand.
Wherever you are in the world, you're with KX 93.5, Laguna Zone FM. Downtown, beautiful downtown Laguna Beach on the corner of Pearl Street and Pacific Coast Highway. This is your full English breakfast brought to you by the British Hair Company. British Hair Company, doing hair in a British way. The thing about British Hair Company is, if you think about it, if it was the British dentists, then they get nobody want to go there, would they? But it's not, it's a hairdresser's.
What's wrong with British teeth? I know it's got this whole...
Well, they're rubbish. Sure. British teeth,
they're not that bad.
They are bad.
People don't brush them enough in England.
Don't look after them.
No.
And if you look at like British politicians or anybody who's speaking, you know, a British person, they always look like, you know, Stonehenge in the gob. That's,
have you seen the Jeremy Kyle show at all?
Right. Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
Jeremy Kyle's a bit like, what's his name? Jerry Springer.
Or Dr. Phil. Or...
Right.
Yeah.
Except he has no truck with him. Like, he yells at him.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like him, he says, you're out of order. Jerry Springer stands back and lets people smack each other in the face with a chair. But this guy's a bit different. It's very British. Yeah. So you've got proper British, you know, trailer trash, basically. Chavs, they call them.
Yeah.
Where does that come from, the word chav, do you know?
Cancel, house and violent. Gosh, I couldn't get my word out
is
there.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah.
Wow, I've just learned something.
Yeah.
The etymology of the word chav. Council, house and violent.
Is that slang or is it a proper word? Is it used on the news or would people talk about it?
The police use it to describe somebody, probably.
I don't know. I've always had it in my language growing up. It was always chavs. Everyone knows what a chav is.
They do in Britain, yeah.
Yeah.
Kapper slappers. You know those?
I know what a slapper is, but I don't know what a kapper slapper is.
But the kapper is a particular sort of sports clothing.
Oh, kapper, yeah.
Those girls will wear down there.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's equally disparaging words about men. I don't know what they are because I'm a misogynist. but that's one, just some term that I don't know. Get myself in trouble.
Wikipedia says
the
Oxford English Dictionary defines chav as an informal British derogatory meaning a younger lower class person who displays brash and loutish behaviour and wears real or imitation designer clothes.
Right, that could be, do you know, Martin, that could be you, mate.
It could be.
Yeah, but it doesn't say the etymology of it, but our guest, Alicia Rose Britton, has given us at least one example of what it could be.
I do know another example, actually. It's council, house and vulgar.
Vulgar.
Yeah, it was the other one that my mother used to use. Right. But I do believe it is actually council, house and violent.
Right, it sounds like something that the cops would say to each other.
Yeah.
Like to describe somebody. We're looking for a chav, but now it's become a real thing.
Yeah.
Are people proud of being chavs, or would they never describe themselves as chavs?
Well, I do believe there is like a chav culture over in the lower socio-economical areas of England.
Oh, my God.
And I feel like a lot of people that are on the dole over there.
On the dole, welfare. Well, we've just got to explain the terminology, right?
Yeah.
Welfare.
Social welfare. Are actually quite proud of it and then keep reproducing so that they can have an increase in what they are receiving on the dole.
You know what, Alicia Rose? You're getting posher as the morning goes on, aren't you?
It's because I'm talking about chavs. You've got to you know, have the barriers through your language.
Well, that's very British of you, I must say.
Yeah.
Because I don't think people realise that there's the language, or at least sort of dialects in Britain and accents, can often be class distinction rather, because here it would be geographical,
yeah.
You know, but can often be like a class thing, especially if you're speaking with received pronunciation that you receive at school. That's where they get it from, Eton and Harrow. Harrow.
But your dialect has been going backwards and forwards, or your accent has been going backwards and forwards all morning.
I have a very strange accent.
No, you don't. It's posh Yorkshire.
It depends who I'm talking to as well. Sometimes I can sound Australian, sometimes I can sound English.
No, I'm not talking about the Australian.
Sometimes
I can have
posh, like my mother taught me, or sometimes I can have Leeds, like my friends taught me. And then when I was coming, I was working over in Germany for a few months, and I came back to Australia, and I've been speaking German whilst I was over there, as you do. And I ended up talking like English was my second language. It was quite embarrassing for a while. It took me a while to kick.
That is weird.
Yeah.
You've got to find your own voice, man, and just do what you do. When first starting on the radio, I wasn't sure what my voice was going to be. So I did it. Do you know there's a show on the radio in LA, Jones's Jukebox? It's Steve Jones out of the Sex Pistols, a guitar player, and he's great. He's very sort of laconic. And he's kind of like that. He's from London.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a bit like, all right, mate. And he sort of does that and he interviews people. He's very cool. And then he plays a track and then he says, go on, my son. And he plays a track by David Bowie. And then he does the thing. And I thought, that's the voice. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like laid back. And it lasted about 8 minutes before I was like, you know what, I'm never going to keep this up. It's going to be myself, you know, whatever that is. Let's play a track. Building Blocks is next up. What meaning does this have for you? And begin.
Well,
in whatever accent you want, we don't care.
I was thinking of maybe putting on an accent, but then that's too much to think about.
German, do it in German.
Yeah.
Well, when I was in over in Adelaide, this song was played first time by The Scientists. They are a psychedelic dance music production and DJ team. And I'm going to stop this accent now because it is very annoying.
You're making me nervous. And you said you didn't really well until you said production.
Yeah, was very Yorkshire. So they produce these big nights that are very alternative over in Adelaide, and they
club nights we're talking about discotheques.
Discotheques, yeah, right. That's the one.
All right.
And they're absolutely fantastic people, and they got me my first ever job in a nightclub as a DB. Well, you can all just decide what that stands for, but it's a girl that sits at the door, doorbird, that's the one, taking in money. And then after a while, I ended up, you know, go-go dancing for them at festivals around Australia.
But is this a song that you could go-go dance
this
to?
This is a song I can go-go dance to.
Get over there in the corner and get dancing.
All right.
So now this main fusion and the track's called Building Blocks on KX93.5.
Thank you.
Oh, God, that reminds me of the club scene in the late 90s. In Grand Britannia. I can't do the appropriate drug. I can just do the blood pressure medication now. Still not the same thing as the kind of drugs I was doing when I was going to those clubs. Building Blocks, Main Fusion and Building Blocks there. But that has a lot of meaning for you, our guest, Alicia Rose Britton. You were saying in your little notes here that you sent me that this is really important to you, this track. But sort of signifies love in some way and the human connection.
Yeah, it does signify love and the human connection to me. I just kind of went to one of these nights put on by the scientists over in Adelaide, and it was the first time I'd really kind of seen these huge crowds connect a loving way to such alternative out there music. And it wasn't really people going there because they're in the latest Chanel shoes or in the, you know, nice designer dresses as they would go into a place, for example, called Red Square in the same town.
What is Red Square? What is that? Another club in the same place?
That's another popular club over in the same place.
Right.
And it has one of those light up dance floors, and everybody tries to dress up to the dolls. However, over in one of the clubs, they put these nights on called Savvy, and they dress up in things that made them look like fairies and unicorns and space aliens.
Right.
And there'd be very diverse people that just loved each other because they were there enjoying the music and enjoying being weird together.
Right. And also the acid helps.
Yeah, probably.
And the booze.
Probably.
I remember that. Going to those clubs. I mean, I was already too old, but it was fun. We had a good time in the 90s going to those clubs and getting the raves out in the country and stuff. And we were probably a bit snooty about this club's cool and this club's not cool and all that sort of stuff. And but there's a scene in Adelaide, right? So that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
You know, funny how sort of popular culture, wherever you are, you think that's the cut. Because people, you know, we're in America. So an American popular culture is very powerful. It's got a strong arm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everywhere in the world. You know, oh, Beyonce had twins, by the way. I'm sure you're delighted to hear that.
Oh, congratulations.
Well done.
Beyonce.
Very nice.
Woo!
Well done. There, it's Nancy and Nancy Beyonce Z is the names. I know they're not the names. I just made that up.
Well,
but Z is the last name, isn't it? Yeah, it's Jay-Z. So the last name's Z. Just the letter Z.
Just the letter Z is probably better than West.
Yeah, yeah. True enough. Yeah, Martin's obviously delighted about that. He's Instagramming his delight.
Who's Beyonce?
She's some bird that sings. So yeah, the scene was a bit like that, was it? Is it divisive though? Because now you've got the people that you describe as not being cool, and then you've got the club that where people are cool. People are dressed as fairies and that. I can see how that would probably be my club, the fairy club, I would think. But is it divisive? Is there a kind of I don't know, people. It's not a war, not like club wars going on over there.
No, I don't feel like there's club wars going on over there. I feel like what's stopping the war is having two separate clubs for the two separate types of people.
That's all right. People should go where they feel most comfortable, shouldn't they?
Tell me about Adelaide, though, because Adelaide's not a huge place, is it? It's a...
How many people in Adelaide?
Million.
Really, that much?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Quite big.
Oh, I thought it was smaller.
Big. Bigger than Leeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is bigger than Leeds. I mean, it's South Australia is probably like the size of England if you look at it as a whole. And there's, you know, within South Australia, I think it's 2.4 million in South Australia as a whole. And I think probably about 70% of the population live in Adelaide.
Surrounding
suburbs. Because further you go out, it's just outback, bush, nothing. But it's an up-and-coming city now. You know, you've got the Cricket World Cup that goes on at the Adelaide Oval.
Cricket World Cup, how exciting.
I know, it's exciting for a lot of people.
No, I love the cricket.
Yeah,
big fan.
The Australian Football League as well, the AFL, that goes on
The game without rules.
Yeah, there's the Adelaide Fringe Festival, that's the same as the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, but in Adelaide, goes on for over a month.
Different name as well. The Edinburgh Fringe Festival's called the Edinburgh Film Fringe Festival. Is there a festival for which the Adelaide Fringe Festival is the fringe? Because like in Edinburgh, there's Edinburgh Festival, then they have the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Harrogate has the same thing.
Yeah.
Harrogate's got a festival and a fringe festival.
Yeah, we have the Adelaide Festival and the Adelaide Fringe Festival. And the Adelaide Festival usually goes on the last week of the Adelaide Fringe Festival.
Well, that's the same thing with Edinburgh.
Right.
Because the Fringe follows the festival.
Well, and in Laguna Beach, although it's not called a Fringe Festival, the Sawdust Festival was the poorer brother of the Harrogate Art Festival. Not Harrogate, Laguna Beach Art Festival. Go back to bed, shouldn't I?
You shouldn't go up.
Just get another coffee. You'll be right.
I'm going to need at least two more coffees. I want to play this bit of classical music that you've chosen. So you've got a lot of dance music and modern kind of groovy sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like in the mix, you threw in this curveball, this Pachelbel Bell canon.
Pachelbel Canon.
Whatever you want to
do. Yes.
See?
That's the posh thing.
I only have one accent and that's it.
That's okay.
Pachelbel Canon.
Yeah.
Right. And I love it a lot. I'm going to start playing it and you can tell us why it's important to you.
Well, is it started?
It started, yeah.
Oh, great.
Sure.
So my mother, this is her favourite song. And when I was doing my GCSEs, which is your General Certificate of Secondary Education, I took my dance GCSE a year early and I ended up having to create my own dance for the qualification. And I wanted to do something that I would be able to show my mum that she would be proud of, because I love my mum.
Yeah.
And so I ended up making a dance up for her to this song.
It's beautiful. It's definitely like a commercial, like a TV commercial for something, isn't it? For like chocolate or something like that, isn't it? Do you recognise it? It's a beautiful tune.
It's like lint. Is it lint chocolate?
It's welcoming music on the airline, on the airplane before you take off.
Not on Virgin Airlines. Play some banging bloody disco tune.
No, British Airways, before you take off and before they start doing the safety video.
But they wouldn't. This dude, Patchley Belly, whatever his name is, he's not British. They'd probably use Elgar or something, wouldn't they, in Britain on British Airways. And Virgin's the funniest thing ever, because everything's neon.
I know.
And it's disco airlines. It's really rubbish. They should really figure it out. This gorgeous tune. Should we just play a little bit of it and let it play? And then we'll come back and we'll be signing off, because it's getting toward that time here on Full English Breakfast on KX93.5. Somebody should totally do a beatbox version of this. It's a little bit slow, but it's good for a chill-out room.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? It's so great. Beautiful music. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM here. And this is Full English Breakfast. I've just woken up now, so we can start the show for real. And we've got, like, about a minute left. Less than that, actually. Because that clock says one thing, but the real time is 10 o'clock in the morning.
Good morning.
So it's time to go for breakfast. And Pete's been here. The funniest thing of this whole thing this morning, the most fun thing for me, is that Pete's not been able to say a word. It's very funny, and he's such a nice guy.
He is.
Yeah, you're lucky to have each other. Yeah, totally. Fantastic that you're travelling. Martin and I did a bit of travelling. Martin travelled the world when he was your age. He enjoyed it very much, Lee, didn't you, Martin?
Went round and came back.
Yeah, he actually made it back without getting any horrible diseases. Surprising.
Well, there are a few, I think.
Did you get some? Did you, no, not really. All right. It's Kegs 93.5. It's Full English Breakfast. Very nice to have you, Alicia Rose.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you having me. I'm glad me you on could come down. Morning.
Yeah, of course. No, it's really lovely. It's just so different story. And where are you travelling off to next? That's what I want to know.
I would like to know myself. I think maybe we might head off to San Francisco in about a month's time. And then I just want to explore the whole of North America and then head over near Christmas to see my family in England.
Very nice. Nice. And have you sort of, have you got any sort of plans for settling down at any point? Have you any idea where that would be? Pete's like shaking his head. No, absolutely not, mate. I'm not settling down anywhere. You know what happens? You know what happens when people settle down? They settle places like Australia and kill all the flora and fauna. Yeah. You know, so you're probably better off. Just keep moving.
Yeah.
Hunt and gather.
Yeah, I just think as long as I've got something to run away from or run towards, I'm not going to be settling anytime soon.
Good for you. Wow, that's cool, right? We've caught them on the hop.
Yeah.
They'll sign a rental agreement tomorrow. I can see what's going to happen. I know what's
next. No. Yeah. I think these guys are going to travel and figure out some stuff about the world. And on behalf of our generation, we'd just like to say sorry. We made a mess of things, but so you can.
It's all right. I'll try
Don't
clean
speak
enough.
For me.
As long as you stop using your Nespresso machine, I'll be
no,
right.
No.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, what? it's the waste. Those little pods. Every time you're using one of them instead of using a bloody teaspoon, like you're throwing away these plastics that never biodegrade.
No, I understand that. I get it, and I get it, but I don't care.
And.
So it's a thing, isn't it? It's difficult for me. I'm really trying to care.
But yeah, this
is not
your
he's not. He's saying that he's trying to, but he's not really.
I am trying. I'm doing my best.
Look, no, you're not.
She's very nice. She's
you're
made
not
me
doing
think
anything.
About something that's very...
Yeah, and what are you going to do tomorrow?
No, I've just done it this morning. I've used my coffee thing.
There you go. I'm proud
of you.
They've
all got pods, but they should be making them biodegradable so that I don't have to get in trouble for using them.
You are biodegradable, and that should be enough.
It really should, shouldn't it? It's KX935 brought to you by the British Hair Company. This show, Full English Breakfast here on Laguna's only FM radio station. Steve is up next.
Napoleon, are you coming to bed?
Not tonight, Josephine. I have an headache. What is that infernal racket?
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Put down your hair dryers and surrender in the name of the British Empire!
The British Hair Company has now relocated to 750 South Coast Highway and taken over management of Paris Salon. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345.
God save the Queen!
KXRN LP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX 93.5.